morning. It's 8464C8. Murray here for the breakfast show. Just did a road trip out west, and I guess that's the real focus for so many Australians. And of course, Queensland is spending some time at home, which is great. Great for local economies. And as we know, so many tourism operators right across Queensland certainly are relying on that local foot traffic at the moment. But some great opportunities, and I guess it's the most obvious option to actually focus on some of these routes within Queensland, and particularly directly out of Cairns. SkyTrans offering, it has just started return flights to the Whitsundays directly down to Proserpine there and also to Rockhampton. Joining me in studio this morning, my very special guest, wonderful to have you in studio, Alan Milne, CEO of SkyTrans. Good morning, Alan. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, mate. Good to see you again.
Well, yeah, we've actually got quite a bit of history because I remember, you know, when you were working actually with Air New Guinea up there in Moresby, and of course we were talking a lot about cargo and some of the options were available after the demise of Cathay Pacific out of town. But it's amazing how things have changed since we had that conversation 2 or 3 years ago, though.
Oh, look, absolutely, Murray. And, you know, look, my career is a really good example of that. The COVID situation forced me back from Port Moresby out of the Air New Guinea role. But, you know, comes with its opportunities as well, where I was lucky enough to pick up the role at SkyTrans and move to one of the favourite places in the world with Cairns and far north Queensland.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what a place to live. All things considered, I think you're doing pretty well. And look, just in the last couple of months, we're talking to some of the big names, Shane Howard from Goanna, John Sherman from Red Gum, and we're talking specifically about the Airlie Beach Festival, which is coming up, and specifically the opportunity to fly with SkyTrans directly from Cairns down to the Whitsundays, and you've also got Rockhampton. Congratulations, the new routes have just been opened.
Yeah, very exciting for us and the regions, of course.
Sure.
You know, an inaugural service yesterday out of Cairns at midday, touched down at Proserpine just after 1 o'clock. So, you know, 1 hour flight compared to an 8 hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really no comparison. And then, you know, another just over an hour down to Rocky as well, and all the way back up again. So it's a great opportunity for all three regions.
When you consider, you know, the situation that the aviation industry is in worldwide, in so many ways, you're kind of in a plumb position because, you know, things have become, you know, I guess for want of a better term, very insular because of COVID-19. But the opportunities that you guys are offering, you know, to be able to actually fly to some of these destinations within Queensland and I guess promote some of that tourism within Queensland, it's probably one of the best, you know, viable and I guess best options available to airlines these days.
Yeah, look, that's where we have to concentrate, Murray. Mm. That's exactly right. You know, with interstate travel pretty much, you know, flat at the moment. Yep. And until the lockdown situation is...
And unreliable for the future.
Very much. Yeah. And that's a really, really good point because we're seeing the booking pattern of our customers change. Mm. They're booking way closer to their travel date now. No one wants to book 2 months in advance because who knows what's going to happen in 2 months. You know, we're, of course, very flexible with changes and cancellations. However, people just need some surety on what they can book and what they can do.
So, look, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity, you know, for tourism operators in that part of the world. And, look, you know, I was talking to a guy on the radio this morning that was actually planning to go from the Whitsundays up to Cairns. Thankfully, he maintained the Cairns leg. But, you know, this would have been an opportunity for him to travel from interstate but also see so much more of Queensland. So, look, congratulations on that. Look, you know, I am keen to maybe focus a little bit more on just some of the bigger picture stuff to do with the international airlines. As I've mentioned on air a couple of times in recent times, having come through Alice Springs and seeing the number of big international airliners there. Such a shake-up, particularly for international travel. And, you know, no end in sight to something solid to turn things around, except for maybe some bubble opportunities.
Yeah, look, that's the case, Murray. You know, I've been in this industry for 40 years now, and of course this is the biggest impact I've seen.
Sure.
You know, we've lived through the 9/11 crisis, the
pilot
SARS,
strike.
The pilot strike, yeah. The industrial shutdown, all of that, but nothing.
This is of a
this.
Different scale.
Absolutely. Mm. And, you know, we've seen aeroplanes parked before, but we've never seen so many and parked for so long. And that's going to be the struggle to get that network going again and get the demand that will drive those aeroplanes back into the air.
So many airline staff, including pilots and, of course, have left the industry, which is a real concern because as things start to grind up, is there actually a chance that we may have a shortage of actually pilots and people that actually can man aircraft as well?
That is absolutely the case, and it's something that we're laser focused on because, you know, you've got those guys and girls say, over 50 as a pilot community that have been stood down for a year or 2 years now.
Yeah.
They're going to take early retirement. They're going to leave the industry altogether. You're going to have that mid-range of people that have taken long-term leave without pay. They find themselves another career and off they go and don't come back. And then, of course, we've got the problem with the kids coming out of school questioning would they want to be a pilot when they've seen so much disruption over the years. So that's something that, as an industry, we're going to need to address. And it's not just the pilots. It's all the expertise in the business.
I mean, how long, you know, how long can we hold on? Thankfully, Qantas does have deep pockets, but just the cost of parking up these aeroplanes, obviously shedding a lot of staff has helped them reduce costs. But I mean, you know, the outlook for international airlines is just so drastic. I mean, what do you think is realistic with respect to the time frame that we, you know, we'll start to see some significant international travel happening again?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, local bubbles is going to be the start. I'd suggest the New Zealand bubble was a good example. I think that'll expand to include more of the Pacific Islands. The Cook Islands were about to be included in that.
Good.
Unfortunately, the New South Wales recent lockdown has killed that. Mm. But I think that's where it's going to go, and it's just gradually going to expand. To get us back to, you know, 2019 levels, I think is a good 3 to 4 years away.
Mm, yeah, and that's likely to be the case. Could even be longer as well.
Yeah.
Well, look, congratulations for you guys making the best of a tough situation. But, of course, business-wise, it's been a wise decision for you guys. But importantly, supporting local businesses up and down the Queensland coast, right throughout the state. And I guess the important thing is for you to support companies like SkyTrans that are doing this. Go and travel. I spent actually a bit of a bareboat charter down at the Whitsundays a few years ago, and it is just such an amazing destination. It really is.
It really is. And we were met by the mayor of the Whitsundays on landing yesterday, and they are so excited. So excited to have the opportunity for Cairns people to have a direct route down there, but also for the Whitsundays people to come up here. He told me for the first time in he doesn't remember how long, they've actually been able to fly north.
Yeah.
They've never been able to do
that. You've got to go all the way down, and it's just, it's you know, on principle, I've always had an issue with that.
It's horrible. Overflying your destination and coming back or going backwards from your departure points.
It's terrible. It really is. So. And Rockhampton will quickly touch on that as well. If you haven't seen the bull's testicles as you arrive or depart by road, take a plane down and go for a little drive north or south, and that's one of the key icons of Rockhampton, I reckon.
Love it. Love it.
Alan, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. All the best. And, of course, keep up the good fight, particularly here locally and, of course, for our local tourism industry. Have a fantastic day. Alan Milne, he's the CEO of SkyTrans Airlines. We'll talk soon. Cheers.